I'll give you that. I'll give you that. You can do that. You can do that. In the meantime, why don't we have Tom come up here? You want to read one of your prepared pieces? Or actually, you said you were gonna wing it. You were gonna add it somewhere. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so let's give it up for Tom.
Well, the holidays, that's our subject tonight, and the holidays are a family time. And family time always brings to mind game time, board games, growing up with mom and dad and my brother playing the game of life and playing the game of aggravation, which is a marble game. And you roll the dice and you move about the board, and we would play Sorry from time to time. Everybody remembers Sorry with the little pieces, and you start in base, and the goal is to get home. That's always the goal, is to get home. And the Christmas that I remember most is one when we really kind of stopped playing the board games. And we played a little game that we sort of invented on our own, a character-based game, similar to Dungeons and Dragons.
Woo! Yeah, I was rolling it!
Only this game was more based in reality and didn't involve any dice. And it really kind of started in 1982, which I have to say is my most memorable Christmas. And to start this game, which we gave no name to it. It was just a game that we played, and we all chose a character. And in 1982, I remember I chose a character of a pre-adolescent all-star baseball player, a shortstop, with incredible range and awesome hand-eye coordination and a sharp tongue, because as a shortstop, you got to be able to talk shit on and off the field. My brother, at that point in time, he chose a character, a teenager, a 14-year-old little guy. His nickname was Smurf. In this game, and his incredible superpower was the ability to go from zero to mean in about 6 seconds flat. Which was really interesting, because his character typically kicked the shit out of my character on a regular basis. And in fact, it was one of those games where my character started out the game without superpowers and ended up with super injuries. And my stepfather in 1982, he actually chose the character of middle-aged, alcoholic, wife-beating Chicago police officer.
Wow.
Yeah, which he didn't really have any superpowers, but he had a super cool 38 caliber revolver. Okay, so here we go now, we're into the game. It's basically the first day of Christmas vacation, because I went to Catholic school, because we should all have a little bit of a Christian background. Even if you're not Christian, it's good to read those Christian teachings and understand Christianity and love. And so the first day of Christmas vacation, which was important because with my stepfather's seniority and his character seniority at the Chicago Police Department, he always started furlough the first day of Christmas vacation. So typically our game opened up with my stepfather coming home from work with a case of beer, and his opening play, by golly, you're gonna laugh at this, it was to see if he could drink a case of beer in about 12 hours. Now see, that's funny, because like I said, he was an alcoholic, wife-beating Chicago police officer. He never really hit the kids. So with that, at about 5 p.m., he started drinking his beer. And then we would all sit on pins and needles, which isn't the phrase, mind you. My mom actually had a bed of pins and needles, which she made us kids sit on from time to time. But that wasn't abuse back in 1982. So we would hang out and wait to see what would happen. And at 5 a.m. after we were sound asleep, I can remember hearing this loud, terrible crash in the kitchen. So I leap out of bed. That's my next move. I leap out of bed. I come into the kitchen and I see a kitchen chair sitting by the oven. And the timer and the glass on the oven were smashed. And my mom was standing by the stove because actually she played the heavily addicted to tobacco wife. So she stood by the stove smoking that night. And I looked at the oven, I looked at the chair, I looked at the oven, and I looked at my stepfather and I said, "You threw a chair and broke the oven?" And he said, "I meant to hit your mother." Now mind you, this is all part of the game. This is Christmas after all.
Wow.
So I thought to myself, well, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I'm sure after a case of beer, that would make sense to me. Now mind you, I'm only 11. My character is only 11. And I'm like, oh, all right. And mom said, go to bed, which to me seemed like a wasted play. I mean, you know, like my mom could have played it differently than go back to bed, you know? So anyway, everything kind of calms down a little bit in the game and we wake up the next morning and of course Smurf, he's not really all about it because he's kind of quiet and mean, like I said. I nicknamed him Bastard Smurf, mind you. So later that morning, it had gotten to the point where Mom had said, we need to go to Grandma's house. So she ushers me, the little smart-ass all-star baseball player, down the stairs first, Smurf second, and of course, she's following. At which time, now mind you, I don't really see what's going on, but I hear it. I hear my mother's, or my mother's character scream. So I leap down the stairs, two at a time, to the first landing. Leap down the stairs to the basement. And in the corner, grab a size 28 wooden Louisville Slugger autographed by Chet Lemon. Now that's a big play. Who remembers Chet Lemon? Nobody?
I've got nothing, sorry.
It's probably because he was just a lazy ass center fielder from the Chicago White Sox at the time. Which really makes it extraordinary about how fast I made it down those stairs. And I grabbed that bat out of the corner and I ran back up the stairs two at a time. And I get into the kitchen and I see my brother bleeding all over the kitchen floor, Smurf. And Mom is kind of cradling him a little bit. And my stepfather, the wife-beating alcoholic Chicago police officer, is kind of hovered over the top of him. And I don't know what to think other than, hey, this is Christmas. So here I got my bat and my knuckles are aligned perfectly to turn the wrists. And I think to myself, I am gonna belt this character. And that's when I hear the voice. A man's voice. A voice of guidance. And that voice said, follow the ball all the way to the bat. It was was Coach Moises from St. Rita High School, a coach who was currently recruiting my 11-year-old character to play for his baseball team on the south side of Chicago. And I threw the hands, and I turned the hips. Right on my stepfather's character's elbow. Oh, what a swing. That one was heading towards left center, high and hard. And my stepfather, his character, laid on the kitchen floor, screaming and howling, "My elbow! My elbow! Oh my God! You broke my elbow!" And my character looked him dead in the eyes and said, "I'm sorry. I meant to hit my mother." So anyway, after a couple of days, and after everybody kind of calms down after the game is over, it kind of came out that, you know, we got together around Christmas Eve, and Mom had said, "Hey, I think I'm going to invite the alcoholic wife-beating Chicago police officer back into the house for Christmas, because we should have a Christmas game, but this one will be different. It'll be different this time." And Smurf said, "Well, I guess if you say it's gonna be different, that's fine." And smart-ass little shortstop said, "Well, Mom, you know, hey, you know best, because Dad's gone." And I thought to myself, well, all right. So Christmas Day rolls around, and there's my mom picking up the pieces and kind of putting together her oven. And my brother's got a little bit of a swollen nose and a couple of black eyes. And I had a brand new Team Murray chrome and royal blue BMX bike under the Christmas tree. And that was the first time I realized you could get more than one gift on Christmas. Thank you.
Wow, there is open and honest regarding the holidays. Thank you very much, Tom.